For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get him pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly
just lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Oh, my God. Exciting show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for everybody who's been listening to our podcast. Our numbers have been going up. Thank you very much. Quick shout-outs.
Tell your friends about this podcast so our numbers can for real go up and Sam can't just be saying that they're going up.
No, they have gone up, but yeah. They may have gone down on the last one, but they were going up.
We got Tebow on the Skype today.
On the Skype machine. Join us from Lesbian Headquarters.
Oh, Tebow, come on. You're not even wearing a belt.
Now you're
kind of hard, too.
And
weird.
White. Yeah. And you're shaved.
Oh, jeez. Oh, one ball.
At least there's some kind of comedy when Ari does it. It's like, look at his ugly ass nuts.
I'm putting my pants on.
Now
dude,
you just
butt,
jerked
the head of your
off
dick
in front
is
of
so,
us.
So smooth and white.
I'm putting my fucking pants on.
It's fucking weird, bro.
It is
really,
weird.
It was almost a weird, almost like weird bragging almost,
dude, your
more than the humor of it.
Your cock looks like Easter Island.
I put my pants on just like you guys, one ball at a time.
You have Stonehenge dick.
Yes. Stonehenge. That was really uncomfortable, man. I just did not enjoy that
it was all
at
flopping,
all.
Flopping around.
The weirdest part is like you set it up because you had shaved your nuts. There's no way, or is that your natural 13-year-old boy peach fuzz?
You got a fucking Saddam Hussein beard on your nuts? I just have regular nuts.
You no, but there's
all right,
no
your nuts
fur.
Don't look hairy.
Yeah.
Oh no, they're totally here. I'll show you.
No, we don't need we don't need a sword fight right now. We don't need right, dick on dick crime.
Through the camera.
No, yeah, we don't need that.
Yeah, you
shove dicks up against
your
the
dick
camera.
On there, and I'll mush mine up there, and we'll push dicks. And people high fiving when you're in prison.
Welcome to the number one gay comedy sports podcast.
On the West Coast.
On the West Coast, a lot of great things going on.
Yep.
Check out our website, punchdrunksports.com. Hit the banner, Amazon links. Get some of that cash. I have to go fix our... They've been hitting me up. They need more information. So
who
we
needs
get,
more information?
Amazon. Amazon.
Yeah, me too. They were like, what the fuck? We're shutting you down. I'm like, what's shutting me down?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's stupid. They just want more and more information. So I got to set that up so we can get paid. Also, betdsi.com. Check them out. Use punchdrunk. For $10 betting cash and betting all
$10 cash if you use Punch Drunk when you sign up.
You get the bet that nice. Put towards your betting. But listen, dude, I've already made some bets on the Pacquiao stuff. We'll get into that too. And
I'm excited about
what
that.
What are the odds? What are the odds are taking now that it doesn't happen on that date?
Oh, that's a great thing. You should be
I
able
would,
to bet
I would
on
put
that.
Some money down on that.
No
that it doesn't it's happen that day.
It'll happen.
You
it'll
should
happen.
Be able to bet on that.
What are the odds? What are the odds that I will care by the time it comes around?
I ran down the MGM and I grabbed
I think they'll be high.
What? That you don't care?
That I care?
I think it's at 100%. Yep. You gotta bet $1 billion to make $1 on that bet.
On the I will care?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll probably ask who won.
Yeah, but is that caring?
I can't see myself fucking.
It'll be a huge
missing my plans.
To do.
Well, I would tell you
it's
that
it's just so old. It's like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, but whatever plans you have that night, you will be doing alone because everybody will be watching this fight. Chicks will be watching fight because guys will be watching them. It's
here's
one of those.
Here's what I'm going to be doing.
Yeah,
I'm going to be on a full moon party on a beach in Thailand.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, May 2nd, you'll be in Thailand.
Yeah.
I still think they're going to watch it. It's Pacquiao. That's close to them as they'll ever get to a major fight.
Yeah. Oh, I hit decline before.
All right, you're going to a full moon party, and I'm the gay guy for beating off on the internet in front of my two bros?
Mushroom shakes, bro. Let me test this thing and see if we can take a call. Let's hope we
oh, we just
it.
Lost it. Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
But now no Tebow. Tebow, you there?
No, he's on hold.
Okay. All right. Well, because you're on, Tebow's on hold. So,
well, make, what do you want? Yeah, this might be the last call of the
day. Bang with your buck. What are you calling about, 207?
Bang with the buck.
I'm calling about, I saw the last podcast, and I want to talk to Wiggins, and I want to talk to Marco Murray.
Okay. Oh, what's your name?
This is Mars Volta from the Comedy Club.
This guy came to the Comedy Store Sunday night. It was one of the great crowds. Like, Sunday night's Comedy Store could be really great crowds.
Yeah, it was good. I came late after the Oscars, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
My Pacho Vila. He's my sidekick. His name's Mars Volta, and he's a big, big Dallas Cowboys fan.
Oh, nice. What's up, Mars Volta? Remember the time we won five championships?
Yeah, what's up?
What do you want to say about DeMarco? What's your feelings?
Well, I don't know. You guys were talking about DeMarco or Dez Bryant, and I just want to make a few points here. Obviously, he was the best back last year. No one's going to argue that. But I look at the amount of carries he had, and when I look at backs, I want to see how many they can do back-to-back years and what the yard per carry looks like. But history has shown, like, when people do like over 350 carries or up in the 300s back-to-back years, they really have some problems. I mean, LeSean McCoy last year, he went from 335, 1,600 yards, 11 TDs, to 312 and 1,300 yards. I mean,
no,
he dropped by like the yard per carry. And
yeah, it was a
shitload
of carries.
What, like how many touchdowns? What, five touchdowns?
392.
Yeah, that's almost 400 carries.
How many is that per game?
Are you going to do some math on that tablet you call your fucking
calculator?
Phone? Well, here's the whole thing about that running. It's also the quality of the run, I think. It's like they had an amazing line. So I don't know.
24 and a half a game. That's how much Emmett used to get, between 20 and 25. When Emmett got 25, it was good.
Yeah.
The problem is, here's what I thought about later, too. The Cowboys' schedule this year was one of the definitely the easiest in the playoffs, and was one of the easier ones in the league. So those runs, that 1,800 yards or whatever you went for, that is how much should you go for in only 16 games? 1,845 yards. That's against the easier teams.
And this schedule should be harder, right? Because
they went 12-4, best record in football.
Mars Volta, who is your favorite?
Yeah, so
comic?
I don't think he's going to be as good. So and DeMarco is the one that's like doesn't have the longevity.
Who's my favorite? What?
Who's your favorite comic that night?
My favorite comic? Oh, dude, you had me like crying pretty much. You laughed.
Is Tebow there now?
Tebow, you there?
Oh, we lost him.
I think I hung up on Tebow the first push.
This is chaos.
Chaos.
Come back.
I like how you stood up, Sam.
Come back.
I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I get it.
Come.
He gave
back.
Us a couple opportunities to get that,
call
too.
Call back. God damn it.
There he is.
All right. Sorry, dude. Okay.
He gave us a couple opportunities to get that. You there, Teebs?
Teeb, are you there?
Oh, yeah. What's up?
What, have you moved?
You're all, you're wearing a coat now?
Jesus.
What
part of the lesbian bar are you at right now?
You look
now.
Like you're writing The Notebook, too.
I've written the exact same thing I have been the whole time. And, two, I just moved across the room.
What's that you're wearing, too? Oh, is that a vest?
What is this weird? Dude, can you move to somewhere where it's not, like, bright light behind you?
You look like you're going to heaven.
Yeah.
We all know that's not true.
You look like you're just going to the entrance of
heaven. Oh, okay, more bright light.
More
this
bright
is
light.
Like Jacob's ladder right now.
Is that better?
No! It's not at all. Okay.
It's getting better.
Yeah, that's better.
Could you hear us when you were on hold or no?
I couldn't hear anything. It just gave me like a pause symbol.
Fuck.
He's calling back.
What happened?
Hold on. Let me just tell this guy we accidentally got cut off. And then I could.
What'd you just do?
I didn't do anything. Oh.
Oh, no, he's there? I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, hold on. Okay. Yes, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, I lost you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Who's your favorite comic?
It's Mark.
Okay. We're back with
It'll never get old.
We're back. Sorry.
We're back with the lesbian.
We just had to hang up on a guy who we accidentally lost.
That was great.
Hey, I lost you. It's Mars. Gone.
Oh,
why can't I can't see you guys anymore.
Well, we can see you, and that's all it really matters.
No, it's not all that matters. He's got to see us. That way he knows when to talk.
That's right. He knows how to talk. A lot of great stuff going on. A lot of great stuff.
Oh, I can see it.
There we go.
There we go.
I got you.
Would have been great stuff. If you just had your asshole right at the camera.
As soon as it popped on, you're like, what's that? What's that texture?
What is that dying?
I thought about...
It's a terrain.
I thought about coming back, and I was just feverishly beating off when it came back to me.
I like
why?
That.
Why?
I like that.
Why that? Why do you like that?
Multitask, right?
Just thinking like outside the box. Okay.
Guys, Tebow.
I was, but I just finished before we came back.
Tebow, did you ever mail the cum rag?
Yeah. Hold on. I want to do this. Is a new segment called How Did It Go? Welcome to
how
a new segment.
How did it go?
Punch Drunk.
How did it go? How did it go?
Do you want to be how did it go or how did it turn out?
What is this about?
Basically, we check in on stories where we left in the last week. So basically, you're going to talk about American Sniper. I'll talk about fighting, and he'll talk about whether he jerked off into a rag or not.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear about you fighting. Yeah. Okay. So.
Oh, yeah. How did it turn out? How did it go? What do you want?
How did it turn out?
Welcome to How Did It Turn Out, brought to you by Comedy Central's This Is Not Happening every Thursday night at 12:30 in the morning. How did it turn out?
Thursdays. How did it turn out?
So let's go. Want to start with Cumrag?
Okay, Cumrag.
Real quick. Last we talked about you and jerk off into a
comrade.
You said I'll do it this week, and I said when, and you said this week. How did it turn out?
Now let me quickly.
Did it turn out, and how did it go?
Here's my guess. Here's my guess. My guess is that you jerked off into many comrades, but none of them were mailed.
Yeah, not one was mailed.
That's pretty damn close. I've got it ready, sealed in a bag, in a box, and I will be delivering it to the UPS tomorrow. Well, not UPS, but I'm taking it by a mail thing.
Okay, so let's discuss why it hasn't been sent yet.
You can send that regular mail because it's not like drugs, crime.
Because I got to like go into the fucking like city. I'm like far from the city to be able to mail it.
It's going to be dry. He's going to have to reapply water.
Yeah, we're
going to
reactivate it. Jizz racks are like chia pets. Yep. You add water and watch the pottery grow.
Now, Tebow, here's what I'm going to do. Here's what I was thinking about in this cum rack. If I really jizz a bunch on it, then I want to crumple it and hold it in a crumple so it dries all like crumpled.
Hold on. Now, you know that you're going to be crumpling.
So he uncrumples Tebow. It gets flaky?
Yeah, flaky and like, yeah.
Yeah, but you know
and you're gonna pick it up.
Jizz is in that crumpling that you're doing.
Yeah.
You're going to be wearing gloves?
No, I'm saying I picture, tweezers. I'm going to tweeze on it and then I'm going to push it in a bag and then like squeeze it and put a book on top of it.
What if you all jizz in a cup and then dip it in the cup?
What is this? Oh, yeah. French dip?
What is this? The second night of Passover?
Hey,
fucking beat it with
so
your salt
know.
Water and matzah. Yeah?
Yeah?
Just so you guys know, this thing looks like I hit an octopus with a sledgehammer.
Oh, really? You've come black?
Yeah, you come black.
Why? Did you have a fat,
you got fat load?
Because you haven't fucked anybody lately, right?
No.
Sounds like he has.
Not sexually.
Okay, so.
So you got it. You're gonna send it in. What is it, in a Ziploc bag?
Yeah, Ziploc bag in a box with a nice note to Adam.
Did you ask your other mom, like, Mama Faggot, can you, Mama Faggot, can I have a big Ziploc bag? Mama Faggot.
I mean, no. I'm old enough to grab a Ziploc bag with my hand. You
You're allowed to go to the pantry by yourself, even the top shelves.
Mama Faggot.
You're like Mama Faggot.
Yeah.
Okay, that was great. That's cool. I wish Mama Faggot would call it.
Can Mama Faggot go by the screen?
Jesus, guys.
By the way.
He's laughing so high pitched.
He's laughing so hard.
This wasn't real. I don't know why. It's funny.
He's full of amino acids.
Oh, yeah. Oh man, that was the hardest I've laughed in a long time.
Crying.
I so needed hard. That, dude. Oh, so funny. Mama Faggot. Oh, stomach hurts. Oh, God. All right. So so you're going to send it.
Either me or Mama Faggot will send it.
Oh, man.
Ow! My stomach hurts.
Who's hold on, let me make sure I know the address of GSP.
Okay. Ari, well, can we get into how your thing went?
Yeah, absolutely. I see it. Yeah, okay, so I went to American Sniper.
How many people showed up?
Six that I know, and probably about 15 others throughout the theater.
Really?
Yeah. Me, Edgar, PDC, Hinchcliffe, Hormoz, and Ari Manis.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, did you guys all sit next to each other? Did you guys?
We all sat next to each other, but I wanted us to all split up. Yeah. I only went with Edgar. I was just going to meet Tony there, meet Pete there, meet Ari and whatever. I didn't know. We all walked in at the same time. We're like, all right, let's all sit together because we all got nervous. I was so nervous. I was so nervous. Even buying the tickets, I'm like, fuck. And then
did you start sweating like something was up?
In the theater, probably about 70, 75 total. And so we get in there. The first preview had started. So nervous. And we get in there and we sit down. Yeah, I wanted them to be somewhere like opposite corner, and then two others like in the back, three on the left. You know,
strategic.
Yeah, so
you're like Bob Hope,
sound,
you're
planning get it going.
Hecklers.
Yeah, so it starts. The first 10 minutes is actually not that bad. The first 10 minutes, like, there's no like laughably terrible scenes, and then about 10 minutes in, the guy was like, "If you're wrong about this, they'll put you in Leavenworth." His fucking fellow Marine spotter, and that's when it starts with like, "Pick up the binoculars." Quit adding pressure. Pick up the binoculars and stop making this shot harder for him.
What did people start doing?
A few laughs, a bunch of laughs. Then later, here's where it got really going. Every time there was an overboard line, like it's so campy, like, are you serious? Like, did you see the movie?
Yeah.
You know when he's going, like, his buddy's like, a toast to the legend. The legends. And you think it's going to be some fight? You know, and he's like, he 100 men he blew away. No, he blew 100 men. And then he throws his, like, food at him, like, ha, ha, ha. And they're all like, it's this fake, so fake, like, gay undertones. Food fight. It was just so bad. And then somebody just goes, ha, ha. And then the whole crowd just starts laughing. All it took was one guy to go, what? And then everyone would just start cracking up. So that got going for a while. Every time there's a horrible over-the-top line, Eric's dead, bro. Eric's dead, bro. Hey, bro. Hey, bro. Your best friend died, bro. We'd all just start doing that. Once the fake baby came on the screen, it was mayhem. As soon as we got the first sight of the fake baby, and they're crying, everybody, so in the back, somebody goes, fake baby! Fake baby! You can see how rubbery it is. Fake baby! Everyone's screaming, fake baby! Fake baby! I didn't even notice the Arab babies were also fake.
The what?
The Arab babies were also fake.
Oh, really?
At some point, you know how they had the baby, like lying down or holding it, but in a lying down position? And they picked him up. And as they picked him up and put the baby's head on their shoulder, the baby got more upright. And as it got upright, it was one of those dolls with the fucking eyes that pop open.
What?
Yeah. So as it went up, you see the eyes go bleep, and just fucking bounce to the top.
Oh, my God.
Fake baby.
That's hilarious.
There's like three different scenes with the fake baby because she has another baby, too.
At any point did anyone go, shut up?
Once. I was like, shh. Once. Not one security person came in. Nobody was around at all.
You could actually make
it was great.
Money. You know what you should do is try to turn this into a regular thing where you have you pick a select 4 or 5 comics to show up. And the crowd knows you're going to talk shit.
Yeah.
But you have to set up so not everybody talks shit.
Because
then it will become like a heckle bukkake scene where everybody's
Benson has this thing he does where he did the Benson interruption where he goes in and like interrupts, but it's an old movie. It's like a 10-year-old movie that everybody's seen.
Yeah.
And then he has three guys with a mic.
I think you should do something.
Sabotage, though, is nice. I like the sabotage idea.
Yeah, but you could also do something like when a movie's been there for a while. You ever been like when a movie's been out for 3 weeks, you go in and it's like you and like seven
other people?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do one of those.
Yeah, you'd be like, listen, let's make a deal. I don't know, because then the movie theaters don't get a lot of money off actually showing the movie.
Right.
They make all their money off concessions, so I don't know.
Yeah, so say, I bought popcorn and fucking a water.
Maybe you could make a deal.
That screening was way more full. Was at least 25% more full because of what we did.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
What got the biggest laugh?
The fake babies. Once the fake babies start coming, everybody was screaming from all sides. And then they had a sound effect of and we didn't know if that was surround sound or somebody had brought a fucking machine. And everybody started cracking up like, yeah, that's a baby sound.
Dude, that's brilliant. You should do that. That's
every time.
That's funnier than a fake baby.
When he lined up, the shot to kill Mustafa.
I'm a faggot.
When he lied out, Tebow does not look happy about Mama Faggot.
Yeah. Tebow does not like Mama Faggot. Tebow doesn't like it. Sorry, dude. I'm sorry. We didn't mean to make fun of your second
She's
mama.
Had a tough day from doing push-ups with Tebow on her back all morning.
Oh, I'm sorry for laughing.
Prison workout for Mama Faggot.
What?
When he lines up the shot and he was like, oh, we're getting him from the wrong side, and he has to go to the other side, and people are like, don't shoot, they're gonna kill us all if you shoot. I'll make this shot. And we're like, why? You're gonna kill 10 Marines.
Yeah,
don't do that. And then he goes, I see him, and because there's nothing you can see on the screen.
Yeah,
goes, I know it's him. And everybody's like, based on what?
Yeah,
you can't see that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, you got him. And he goes, how do you know? You weren't even looking at the shit he couldn't see. People were yelling out, oh, it was so much fun. You got him. You got him, legend. How do you know that? It's 2,000 yards away. And the longest shot in the whole movie was 1,000 yards. And he was saying that was unbelievable. Suddenly, he's twice as long a shot as the longest shot.
That was the worst.
That is the funniest.
Like, come on, man. No, I got it wrong. It's 2,100 yards. There he is. You're just seeing laundry. You're not seeing a human. In a sandstorm, you made that shot.
That's great, dude.
You did it. No, you didn't.
Right in his eye.
Right, yeah.
So funny, dude.
Splatter. Got him. How do you know that wasn't just some kid? Yeah. That was definitely Mustafa?
Yeah. I mean, that movie just lets you know why people are pissed at us. And it's so funny listening to people calling. I listen to Dan Patrick in the morning and listening to people calling in. Pissed that movie didn't win Movie of the Year.
Didn't. People got lost in it. Here's what happens. I figured out, because Segura liked it. I figured out, how could anyone like it? With stuff like that, with, 2,000-yard shots, when they always set up that 1,000 is so far. It's because those shitty parts, if you don't stop and go, what the fuck? You'll just skirt by it. And then it'll take you back into some action that's pretty good. You're like, oh, I'm back excited again. You'll just forget the horrible, shitty parts. But it kept taking me out of it.
Yeah.
It kept taking me out of it.
It was a weird movie.
By the way, Teeb, look what we got back.
Oh, where'd you get it?
Batman.
Fat Man came through for once. Now he's fired forever, though. That's it. That's all we needed from him.
That's fine. For the most part.
How was your gameplay last week?
What's that?
How was the gameplay last
week? Dude, it's pretty badass. Do you ever play any video games?
Yeah, I have in the past. But
dude, the UFC game is awesome.
The UFC players, all fighters use it.
It's fucking amazing, dude. Yeah. It's amazing how good. And when Rogan's talking in the back.
Yeah, it's nuts.
It lends an air of credibility to
it. It's fucking fun, dude.
He said he might come in next week.
That'd be great.
I asked him for this week, but he's like, no, I can't, but possibly next Tuesday.
That'd be fucking the best. Yeah. Dude, I want to start doing video games. I think we can get
it. I could not wait for fucking GSP to call in with Rogan here. That would be so fucking amazing.
And Nick Diaz?
And Nick Diaz, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, God.
Maybe Ronda.
It's a dream. It's a dream. That'd be the best.
It sounded like you were on it. You just had helium in your mouth, right?
It's a dream.
It's a dream. It's the best.
Yeah, that would
you guys
be great.
A lot.
We're what a lot?
Fucking a lot.
Oh, freezing a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
Last thing I heard was don't take your dick out.
But you took your dick out right after that.
There's a delay.
So if you had heard it in time, you wouldn't have taken your dick out? Is that what you're saying?
Hand to God.
And yeah.
Is that what you call your dick, God?
It's been called worse by better.
So this weekend I fought in Ellis Mania.
Wow.
Yeah.
How was that? Amazing.
It was. Listen.
I know the result, but I don't want to say it yet.
Okay, you know the results.
So go ahead. Tell us your feelings walking in.
Well, everybody was basically trying to reassure me that I wasn't going to die.
Yeah.
That seemed to be the prevailing feeling with everybody when they looked at me. They're like, dude, it's not going to be that bad. You're going to have fun. Just have fun with it. Yeah. Everyone's kind of talking me down. Dude, Ellis Mania is amazing. It is like they take the joint. They sold it out. For the first time, they sold all three levels.
Wow.
It's a humongous theater, man.
Where's the joint?
It's in the Hard Rock Casino.
Okay. They had UFCs there.
Yeah. Back in the day when they, I think one of the first UFCs was in the joint at the Hard Rock.
The Pearl? Where's the Pearl?
The Pearl is at Palms.
Okay. They're the similar places.
Yeah, but I think it started at the Hard Rock, Palms. Then went to the Pearl.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so.
At those events, they always would have the tough finals. That's where they would always have the tough finals.
Yes. But I think. Can you look up where that first big fight between Forrest Griffin and...
Yeah, I think that was that one.
I think it was the Hard Rock.
Because I went to that place a couple times.
And Forrest Whitaker?
What's his name?
That's where Tate was when some girl said she was flirting with some porn star, and he was talking about blowjobs. She goes, you don't have the guts. And he's like, oh. And he just took her right up to her room.
You have the guts to fuck me?
The face fucker, yeah.
The face fucker.
Yeah, you know.
Wow.
And he's like, oh. Yeah, of course I do.
That's a lot to wait on. Who was it? Forrest Griffin versus what's his name? The guy that he fought that was the greatest
Tito,
fight.
Rampage,
nope.
Silva.
Nope.
Rashad,
No, it's the who was it?
BJ Penn?
No.
Brock Lesnar?
No.
Oh yeah, Brock Lesnar.
No,
that's
it wasn't
it
Brock Lesnar. I can't believe no one can remember the greatest you put in greatest US.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh yeah, that's what it is. Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, okay. No, stop.
Forrest Griffin versus Damian Merlina.
Stefan Bonnar?
Stefan Bonnar?
Yeah,
the French fighter.
That's Stephen Boner to you, sir. Stephen Boner to you, sir.
That's a Steve Urkel. That's Stephen Urkel.
Stefan Bonnar, the famous French fighter.
Remember Stefan Urkel when he went through the Captain America machine and he became Stefan, which was clearly just the actor going, hey, it's tough for me actually to get laid. I'm a humongous star.
Cox
and people
Pavilion.
Oh, so that wasn't where it's at. Okay. But yeah, they had fights there all the time.
They did have fights there.
And it was packed. So I got there, and I did stand, and everyone was basically saying I was going to get my ass kicked. Even though nobody could fight, they were saying that I was the worst
like,
of the fighters.
Right. Like, no one can fight, but you can't fight.
I was pretty much the tallest. I had the tallest. Yes. Tebow.
You also had said, because I talked to you on the way there, I'm like, have you trained at all? And you go, not one single bit.
No, I didn't train once.
That was my problem with the fight against Nick Youssef, the basketball game.
That you didn't work out?
Didn't even warm up. Practice.
Yeah.
I just had a Cadbury egg on the way, and that was it.
I will tell you, that was your energy drink right there?
We're still up 10-7. Yeah.
And you just went, okay, I'm the tallest and probably the biggest.
Yeah.
But I'm like 12 years older than anybody else in
also,
the fight.
Also, Armenians' fighting skills are more based on taking advantage of people financially.
Oh, coming from a Jew? Really?
Yeah, well,
really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really? Okay,
takes
that's
one to know
great.
One. How about that?
Okay. Yeah. I'm down with that.
Hey, I got a new nickname for you.
Yeah.
The Armino Acid.
The Armino Acid.
Yeah, that's good, dude. Oh, I like that.
Give it up for Punky Brewster over here. So, I get there. I meet everybody, and it looks like I'm fighting a boy band. Everybody is, like, younger, 5'8". I'm much bigger than everybody. But, you know, I'm older. And
yeah.
I haven't
and
worked.
And wiser, though. You're couture-wise.
Yeah. Well, you know what, dude?
I thought you were older than couture was when he was winning.
No, I was about his age. I'm
what was he, 44 at the end?
No, I think he made it, like, the 45 or 46.
No way, really? Stat boy.
Randy Couture?
Oh, yeah. He was definitely in his late 40s.
Late 40s? So yeah. Sam, Randy you're saying Sam was.
No, I'm not in my late 40s.
Sam, you're 48, 49.
No, I'm not.
You look like you're 55.
I know. I am aging horribly.
Coke
I get it.
Living.
No.
I think Couture, look it up. I think Couture fought into his late 40s.
Yeah.
My guess is 46.
Yeah, I think he fought the 46, but definitely.
When's the last time he won?
He hasn't fought forever.
No,
so
I'm saying, what age was he when he last won? Because he didn't win his last
fight. What was his last fight? His last fight, I think, that he won was...
His last fight that he won was against James Toney.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
He's a boxer.
2010.
So he last fought in
2011. When's the last real fight?
Then he fought Machida.
In 2011. I was there for that, and he got drop kicked in the face.
Flying crane kick.
Yeah. Remember? Because that was after Anderson Silva drop kicked.
That's the fight I was at on acid.
Vitor Belfort? Oh, my God.
Me and Diaz were on acid way up high in the stands, too. Not even the safety of, like, right near.
Was that, do you think that's one of the last fights Diaz ever went to? Diaz doesn't really go to fights,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, if, like...
He no, he does. He does. I've been to fights with him.
He was, like, 46.
He was 46.
Right? Are you going to go to 187?
At the MGM.
Have you seen how stacked this room is? And then I'll get into my fights. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I think that's when I'm gonna be in Australia or something. Let me ask you a question. Let me just tell you something real quick.
Stacked.
I applied for a press pass for Punch Drunk Sports for the UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah. I found out how to apply. I applied, and I think we've been accepted. But by the time I applied for the LA card, the date had passed.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So next time there's like an LA card, or if we're all gonna be in Vegas or something.
Yes.
Then I think we should try to get... That,
we got a fan used our name and got a Bellator pass.
Yeah, so...
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I did this interview with some MMA, like MMA Weekly or something, and I was like, how do we... I want to get a pass. They're like, of course you'd be able to. I'm like, no, don't just tell me of course. Tell me how to do it. I don't know how to do it. They're like, oh, dude, you'd be able to. I'm like, tell me how to do it then.
Yeah. Okay, so back to my... That's great, Ari. That'd be awesome. I would drive... Awesome. If I knew we had a press pass, I would drive to Vegas to go see those fights.
I agree.
I would help drive.
Yeah.
Tebow, would you try to get out of lockup? Would you try to escape for the weekend?
Would you let lesbian mom let you borrow
her car? I would ask mom a faggot. I would ask mom a faggot if everything would be cool.
Mom a faggot? I don't mean to interrupt your curls, but when you're done with those and the deadlifts, can you... take me to the bus station.
Dude, you don't interrupt the curls. What are you, an idiot?
She has, every Tuesday, she has curls with the girls. And it's just her and the other, like, hardcore lesbian dykes.
God,
all fucking working out.
So funny.
Yeah, they do their hair and work on their triceps.
I got a deafish interrupting curls.
You know what we should do? A segment called Fun Facts About Lesbians That Straight Guys Never Knew.
Yeah.
And you would just yell out fun stuff you've learned hanging out with lesbians.
You mean being raised by them?
Yeah. Well, he lives with one right now.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, he's with his second mom.
Where's your first mom? Are they not together anymore?
Do they not talk?
She's dead.
She's dead?
Your first mom isn't dead.
Yeah.
You don't seem 20.
Hey, she's dead. She's dead to me, niggas. Who's with me?
Is she really? You have a deadbeat dyke mom?
No. She's
a dyke beat?
Yeah, he calls her cunt to her face.
Wait, but they split up your moms?
Yeah, of course they do.
They're not together anymore?
It's like what? Having a conversation.
Hear a word you guys
your parents aren't together? Your moms aren't together anymore?
No, not together anymore.
Oh, that's too bad. How did
that
happen?
Sucks. When did you know it was over? When you saw the U-Haul show up after 2 weeks of dating? Jesus.
Yeah.
His delay is awesome.
His delay is
so I fought. So the day comes, I was really happy, man, because I got all this sponsorship.
Yeah.
Dana's like, dude, you got to get sponsorship. You're fighting in a major event. I'm like, you're crazy.
You got sponsored. Who sponsored you?
Dude, LA Speedweed.
Oh, nice.
Bet DSI.
Yeah.
And
did you have stuff sewn into your pants?
Dude, I'll show you what they did, man.
Oh, I'll show you. Got a Punch Drunk Sports bet sponsorship.
I did.
Oh, really?
I got punched. Oh, no, I should have put that on. Fuck, what was I thinking?
God damn. No, I'm just kidding.
Hold on. It was really funny, dude. I'll show you these pictures.
668's calling. What area code 668? That's your job, is to quickly look at area code 668.
It's Cortland, New York.
668, that is not Cortland, New York.
It is...
All right. Hang on, I'm going to try something, all right.
It's a Mexico area code?
Mexico.
Six
no.
Again. Are your cousins calling?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So anyways, the fight happens, we walk down. There's a series of fights.
Yeah.
Mine's the first fight. It's musical chairs.
Musical chairs?
Eight fighters, six chairs.
Eight fighters, six chairs, okay.
So I walk up and they...
Oh, musical chairs?
Yeah.
Jesus.
So Jason
fighters,
Ellis.
Six chairs. Oh, so two have to fight right then. Whoever doesn't get a seat.
Yeah. So.
God. Yeah.
So the guys who were on my TV show, Jason Ellis and Kit Cope, They're good friends, and they were doing play-by-play, and they were just racking me as I walked in. Just look at Jeb Lee. Look at him. He's such a fat fuck. He's just like fucking racking me. Yeah. Hey, funny man, tell us a joke. And I was like, I was in my zone because I'm about to go box. And it was so cool to walk in, man. It was, you know, they made us all walk in together. I didn't get my walkout song. I would do it again, though, down the line.
I am a real American.
Fight for love. Yeah, I would have totally fucking done it. So they walk in.
I'm a real Armenian.
No, yeah, that would be funny.
Fight for the
That's the
right
song you wanted?
To no, I wanted to walk into Run the Jewels.
That's what,
I wanted to walk into Close Your Eyes and Count the Fuck, but he wouldn't let me do it. Oh. So I walk in, I raise my hand, the place goes fucking nuts, right?
Yeah.
So it's time we do the walk around. First time, I can't find a chair.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't even get a chair in the first one. Oh. So I walk to the corner to pay... Place is going fucking nuts. I'm taking on this guy. Everyone kind of had a character. I was Armenian. The other guy was Mexican Mr. T.
Yeah.
They gave us these killer fucking gloves and some awesome headgear.
Hold on, caller. Yeah.
Really good headgear, man. It was like very, it was perfect, you know. So they hit the bell, man. I start going, and my whole life I've been a counterpuncher.
What?
My
How many
whole
fights
life?
Have you been into? You
I've been in fights, but I mean,
I know, dude.
When I've been sparring, I counterpunch.
Okay, okay.
Now, I'm good at fighting people who don't want to get hit.
Right.
If you don't want to get hit, I gotcha. If you don't mind getting hit, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what I'll get into. Like, I've watched this fight. What great fighters do is, like, they'll take your punch. They're just going to walk fucking right through it.
Yeah.
That's what all the greats do. So I'm like, okay, so I'm sitting there, and I, you know, even though I'm old, these guys are all fat and out of shape too.
Yeah.
So I would see their, you could, you know, from training for a while, I could tell when people are about to punch. Long time ago at the Comedy Store, this giant black guy was fucking with me in my car, and he was like, "Hey, you motherfucker!" And I'm like, "Get the fuck away! I'm about to drive off." Eric Marino yells, "Kill that motherfucker, Sam!" And I hear this guy go, "Hell, what the fuck?" And he walks up to my car. Right, I'm like, "Oh no, this guy's gonna throw!" And I see this. Tebow, you were there. You remember that? You were in the car when this guy threw on me, and I see him do this. And I'm like, oh, fuck, he's about to throw. And I move my head, and I just see this fist go.
Through the window?
Yeah, by my face. Tebow's right here, so Lily goes.
Wow.
So I can tell when people are about to punch. So I'd always see these guys going, and I would see the shoulders move, and I would just move to the side. A punch would come, and then I would just fucking tag these guys.
Yeah.
Boom. But the problem is, they're slow. I'm slow too. So my body would be like, my head would be like, throw. And my body would be like, oh, now? And then but they're slow too. So I would catch these guys. And then I started fucking getting a rhythm, dude. And I start, the first round, it's only a minute. I get a rhythm and I start fucking tagging this guy.
Really?
Boom. And I could just see in his eyes. He's like, oh, fuck, he's tagging me. And I feel bad, dude, because nobody's getting paid to be here.
Yeah.
It's fucking rough. But someone sent me a video of it.
Yeah.
You can hear the crowd going fucking nuts. I'm lighting this fucking dude up.
Let's see it. Let's see the first
round. I have
some
of the video, but.
Let's see the first round.
I don't want to fuck it. I'll find it. I'm fine. So I fucking tag this guy. I start.
Like
I felt so bad because I'm beating him.
You felt bad for him is why. What happened next? Go ahead.
So I lean on him. I just put my weight so I don't. So you know the buy a little time. I just start hitting him in the fucking side.
Yeah.
I feel bad, and they're like, separated. Stop feeling bad for him, Sam. I'm like, okay. So I pound him some more. And I win the round.
Yeah.
I win my first round. I go sit down. No, I don't sit down. They make us do it again. So I find a seat. I sit down. They do it again. I find a seat. I sit down. So now it's like down to the final three.
Oh, so you just won one round. That's it. He's out?
No, he's out.
Okay.
Then two more guys go, they're out.
Yeah.
And now it's now we're going to the semifinals.
Okay.
The guy who's like the winner is this like Butterbean, they call him, this big, fat, short Mexican guy. So we walk around, the music stops, boom, I can't get a chair. So now I'm fighting the champion.
Oh, no.
And I'm out. I am out of breath, dude. I am out of breath.
From musical chairs.
Dude, I'm telling you, right now, dude, go fight around one round, 1 minute with a guy trying to tag.
I know, but then you waited another 3 minutes
no,
after that.
No, dude.
You did musical chairs after that.
I am out of shape.
Oh, right. Okay.
And here's the thing about fighting. Fair. What really, because.
Here's the thing about fighting. What is the thing about fighting?
The fear.
Is that Tripoli?
What does that say?
Musical chair fight with Sam Tripoli.
You found it?
Featuring Sam Tripoli.
All right. Is that my friend Jeff's? You got to fucking fast forward to it.
Jeez, 13 minutes, man.
Yeah. Fast forward to, the middle.
Come on, bro. Stat boy. Get it if you're going to get it.
All right. I'll keep talking. Find it when I'm actually fighting. So,
what are you wearing?
I'm wearing a tracksuit.
And a gut.
And a gut and tits.
He's the one wearing gut.
I'm the guy with the gut and tits.
Does it have a racing stripe on the
yeah,
tracksuit?
Oh, yeah.
I got you right here.
There are many asses.
Yeah. So, sports bra.
He's put a sports
He's
bra
the one in the sports bra that says LA Speedweed
yeah,
on
that's
it.
Me. That's me.
You're lighting him up. Leading back.
Yeah.
In fear and lighting him up.
Yeah. And I'm just basically sticking moving, dude.
I didn't notice where the camera's pointing. Yeah, he pointed the camera straight down.
Jesus. Yeah. But I'm fucking catching this guy. I could see them punching. I would move. Bam, bam. But the problem is, here's the thing. The punches don't hurt. It's the anticipation of getting hit that drives you crazy.
Yeah, I saw you leaning back, way back.
Yeah. The punches didn't hit. And then my problem is, because I haven't trained in a while, every time I wanted to throw with power, I'd hold my breath. I'd be like,
oh,
and,
really?
And
oh,
that's how
you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
That's how you gas. Oh, you are lighting him up, though, Sam.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You keep tagging this fucking 4 foot. No, he's 5'7", 5'8".
Yeah.
Oh,
God,
he looks
he's
hurt.
He's running away from you.
Yeah,
he's running away. He's
dude,
fuck.
It's all face shots right to the nose.
Fuck, yeah. So when you're wearing headgear, can you still get hit in the nose and break your nose?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I saw a lot of people bleeding. I saw a lot of people.
If I got a stab straight through,
yeah.
Couldn't that do that?
Yeah.
You did see them bleeding, so okay.
Yeah.
Wow, Sam. Wow.
So I won my first round. Second round, he's gassed because he just fought.
Right.
Then I have to go, and dude, I gas fast. And this guy, nobody tagged me really hard the whole night.
Uh-huh.
But I am out of energy, and I'm just sticking and moving, trying to punch this guy. I won out, dude.
Yeah.
I won out. So I'm like, I go to Jason at the end of the round. I'm like, he goes, Chipley, are you fucking quitting? I'm like, fuck. He's like, nobody's ever quitting fucking Ellis Mania. You fucking quitting? You fucking? The place starts booing me. I'm like, oh, fuck, man. It's like, I'm like, no. He's like, that's it. You're doing another round. So he makes me go back-to-back rounds.
Oh, no.
I am done. And, dude, this guy's, he's fucking out of shape. I'm out of shape. And we're just, I'm throwing I'm hitting him. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm watching you about to start the fire now.
Is that the next fight?
Yeah.
That's the Butterbean.
Yeah.
With the pink shorts.
Yeah. So we start. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Okay. So you lost it. So I had to go two rounds back to back.
And how'd you do in the second round?
Dude, my legs started to lock up on me.
Oh, wow.
My
like
body.
Shane Carwin?
Yeah.
Like Shane Carwin? Are you trying to get the crowd on your side? You're wasting energy giving the high fives.
So.
Oh no! You want the fist pump?
Yeah, I'm buying time.
To buy time,
whatever I can. Whatever I can do. Whatever I can do, man.
I love in the UFC when somebody gives let's do the high five.
So I stick and
move. But they slowly walk to it.
I stick and move. He's not catching me. He's not catching me.
He's swinging hard.
Yeah, he's trying to. He knocks dudes out.
In this, he's knocked.
Yeah,
dudes out.
He's knocked dudes out. The guy
with
he beat. Yeah. I'm exhausted. I can barely breathe. See, and I'm tagging him. Every time he throws, I stick, I move.
Yeah,
bam!
You are counterpunching.
I counterpunch like a... Dude, I counterpunch...
Oh, man, you're dodging some good fucking swings.
Yeah, dude. I counterpunch. Every time I move...
Oh, he hit you.
Yeah, every time... Dude, my arms for the next 2 days, I couldn't feel... They were pulled. They hurt so hard. I was throwing so many... Just doing this hurts my arm. So I'd stick and move with this guy. I'll find the link and I'll tweet it to everybody. So
put
you can
that up on Punch Drunk Sports.
Yeah, I'll put that up when I get home.
You don't need any fucking girls' hockey coverage. Fucking put up your own fight.
I just try to throw as much content on that website.
Well, this is one of those things.
Yeah. So he gets me the...
Oh, your headgear's off.
Yeah, he takes it off. I'm trying to do anything to buy time. Now, here's the problem.
You back away from the headgear, too. It fell off and you backed away.
When the gear comes off, they stop the clock.
Oh.
I want the clock to be running. They stopped the clock on me. They make me put it on. I'm trying to buy fucking time. They make me put the gear back on. So we fight some more. Here we go. And the gear's not even on. The strap won't even work.
Oh, really?
Because you look tired, too. Look, you're just like, oh,
hands down your side. It's like, come on, man.
Let's go.
Hey, you're trying to give the high five against my back. Yep, there it is. There's the. Oh,
he's swinging.
Oh, this guy's lighting you up. Yeah, hug. Who's
I'm trying to buy. He's like an MMA fighter.
So he's cornering me. He gets me in the corner. We're buying. I think they stopped.
Headgear again.
Yeah.
They just keep coming off. And they keep stopping the time.
They should reset it.
This round has to be like 2 minutes long.
Yeah, but that's not time you're actually fighting.
Dude, it is fighting.
You're just waiting for them to bring back your headgear and put it on you. Another high five. Oh, this guy's lining you up now. Now he knows. He's pissed. Oh, he's working their body.
None of the punches hurt, though. That's the best part.
Because
I'm taking shots. I've always been able to take a punch in the face.
Yeah.
Even when I got my ass kicked in fights, which I got a lot, I could always take a punch in the face.
So did you lose?
Well, we fight another round.
Oh, geez.
We go back-to-back rounds.
How come the first one you only fought one round?
Because I dominated him.
Oh, right. It was over.
All
right,
let's stop. I mean, we're not good at doing play-by-play.
Yeah.
So I ended up going three rounds.
Yeah.
Three-and-a-half rounds. And I basically, the ref was like, he can't go another round. So they gave it to Butterbean. Butterbean goes next round and wins.
Oh, really?
Then he comes back and instantly starts throwing up into a fucking, into a bucket. So I'm like, in a weird way, we both run. Now, I didn't have to throw up and he won the championship. Yeah. But the rest of the fights were fucking amazing, dude.
Wow.
You have to go to Ellis Mania sometime.
Yeah. Where was it? Vegas?
Yeah. There's
How
a
many
fight
fights
called.
Are there told?
There's a fight called. There was 10. And then that was a little too much. There was a little too many fights.
Yeah, 1 minute round. Yeah.
I mean, there was a little too many. One was called Pinata Fight.
What is that, midgets?
No, where it's basically like three fighters take on two professional MMA fighters who can kick. They have shin guards and everything. And they have to fight until someone can bust this giant pinata.
Who has to fight?
The three dudes have to fight two trained MMA fighters until someone can hit the pinata.
So the MMA fighter's trying to get them away from the pinata?
Yeah, yeah. They basically have their back to pinata and they guard the pinata.
And so everyone wants to like draw them out. Like
yeah, and you got to go through them.
And they're going to fucking light you up.
Yeah.
So he's going to be distracted, but someone else has a chance to come
in. Yeah. Straight up throwing, dude.
Wow. And how do you bust a pinata with your fist?
Yeah. So what, why, like, let's say the three of us are fighting and Jason and Mama Faggot are fighting,
yeah.
All right, are guarding the pinata. Like, you and I would take on Jason Mama Faggot, and then Frank would have to go around and try to bust the pinata.
Could they bust it open in one shot or no?
No, you had to keep punching.
Oh, so as soon as you hit one, you're like, oh, shit, I'm about to get a beating.
Yeah. So it would keep swinging back and forth.
Did the guys get knocked out?
No one got super, but they would like, if you were knocked down and you looked dizzy, they would stop it for 2 seconds.
Oh, wow.
Nobody. So that was crazy. Then there was something called blindfold dog collar fight.
What?
Oh, no. I know what this is.
Where
I
they
know.
Put blindfolds on you and a shock collar.
An electric shock collar.
And you would just go around swinging, right? And then if they would hand it to random people in the audience. If they thought you were doing too good, they would shock you. So you'd be beating guy and then you'd be, you just see people go down for no reason. And they were just, and dude, three rounds of that.
Wow.
But the best fight of the night had to be Jason Ellis taking on 10 guys.
10?
Each, he did 10 rounds, 1 minute rounds. Jesus. And he'd fight a new guy each time.
Really?
One guy fought Forrest Griffin. Next one, Keith Jardine.
Whoa.
Keith Jardine took it to, Keith Jardine, like everyone else, I'm going to say, like, and
Keith Jardine's leg kick central.
No leg kick. It was all punching. But Keith Jardine was throwing it at him,
no
dude.
No way, really?
I was like, holy, Keith is not pulling back. Keith had that crazy, like, hillbilly look.
He always does that.
And he's like, yeah, I'm going to fuck this dude up. And everyone's like, it's kind of fun. Like, Keith was like, no. And he starts.
Yeah, that's called how he looks.
Yeah. Starts tagging Ellis.
Oh, really?
He leaves. But the person who fucking lit up Ellis the most. Uriah Faber.
Uriah Faber. Wait, what? Ellis just fought him regular?
Yeah.
Regular fight?
Boxing.
Just boxing.
Yeah.
And Uriah Faber lit him up.
Dude, like he's got like, probably 50 pounds.
Wait, why?
And 5
so,
inches
so Ellis out. Was just fighting random UFC fighters?
Guy, his friends from the show would show up and fight.
Fight him?
Yeah.
Jesus.
And dude, Uriah Faber brought it to him. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
But the place was going fucking nuts. Rises, boom, boom. I mean, just throwing punches and punches. And Ellis is throwing it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. It was fucking funny.
Headgear or no headgear?
Dude, all the real fighters, no headgear.
Wow.
I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, dude.
Wow.
And, like, I'm sure the UFC can't be happy that Uriah Faber's jumping in there. He's got a fight against Frankie Edgar coming up.
No way, really? That should be a good fight.
That should be a great
fight. It's an important fight for both those guys.
Do you consider that a super fight?
No.
No.
What? No.
Why?
It's just because neither one of them are fucking champions.
Oh, somebody just tweeted it.
It's a top tier fight.
Yeah.
Somebody just tweeted it.
Top tier fight. It's a co-headlining fight out of three, but
maybe.
It ain't a main event.
It ain't a main event.
On a free one, it might be a main event.
Really? I think that's a great fight, though.
It's not a super fight. That's crazy.
I do, too. I just don't think it's a super fight.
Super fight's Anderson Silva versus John Jones.
Exactly.
GSP.
How about 5 years ago would it be a super fight?
No.
They were both champions of the division.
Oh, when they were both champions? Yeah, that would have been a super fight. If it was lightweight and whatever the one below that is, feather or bantamweight, whatever it is. Yeah, that would have been one. If they're like, hey, we're going to put these guys together. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think it's interesting, dude. You want to get it? So that was, what was the name of this segment?
How did it turn out with Triple E, Tebow, and the Chef.
How did it turn out and go?
Where did it go?
How did it turn out? So that was the last week. So that was a lot of fun. My body still hurts.
Really?
I couldn't walk after.
What if you do if I fucking smash?
See, I'm just.
You couldn't even barely
resist. I'd box you, Ari.
You'd probably beat me.
I'd box you.
You beat me in that.
I would love to see that.
Hey, by the way, now that we have the bag of bats, are there any that we're missing? Are there any that we haven't thought of?
You have that, Ari. I mean, Tebow. You thought of a couple good ones.
I'll put them in right now.
I like getting a tattoo that says tattoo.
No.
I'm not getting a tattoo.
No permanent shit. That's too permanent.
But did we put back in the fucking nipple ring?
Ooh. I don't know. Nipple ring. What were some of the other good ones? There was a couple really good ones.
Should I go through? I mean, no.
So see if
Should we open it? See what's in there?
See what's in here so we can tell. Yeah, let's rehash.
Yeah, let's see what we got in there. And then, you know, once again, everybody just hashtag us.
And now,
bag of bets.
Bag of bets, yeah.
Why are you opening that? Frank, where are you going to be? You got any
dates in the flates?
Dates in the gate. Dates out the gates.
Nothing, man. Just potluck and the roast battles on Tuesdays.
All right. Good. Who are you battling?
Oh, no. I just get my spot.
Oh, you go up before everybody?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You're a great roaster, man. Ari, people want me to roast you. I'm like, there's no way. I would.
That would be one that would be interesting.
That'd be fun.
What would that mean by interesting?
That'd be a good one, I think.
I think the best ones are the ones with friends.
Yeah. But not too. I mean, you'd have to like.
Well, then why would they roast each other?
Yeah. The other two guys get to throw an entire box of Snap Pops at your bare chest.
That's an easy one. I love that.
That's a great one.
I'd say one box each.
One box each. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, God. That's going to suck.
Okay, that's one. I like that a lot. And by the way, when we get these, we're going to try to add a little something to them, then put them back in.
Yeah.
Like the gay porn is now gay porn and Viagra.
Yeah. But we already did that.
Not with Viagra.
I took a boner pill.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I did the gay porn. Triple did the gay porn with Viagra.
I think the gay porn's done. I think we've done it enough, right?
48, yeah. Remember.
No, the next one is make a gay porn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, how about this?
How gay.
Yeah. You don't have to actually have the sex, but you have to do everything leading up.
All the
up.
Other stuff, the making out, the kissing.
Okay, not the making
the cuddling,
out.
The cuddling.
No,
the foreplay. Why not?
The cuddling, that's fine.
Yeah.
And the guys on the show get to pick who you do the gay porn with.
And they have their say, too. We can't force a gay guy to do it.
Well, yeah, it's got to be somebody you think's hot and you got feelings for.
I want Martindale to kiss your nipples. I want him to. Like,
I would go with gay Jamie.
For you. Yeah, Jamie Salida.
Jamie's not bad.
Jamie's not bad. Let's list the...
I'm not going to do it with that guy who has AIDS.
Oh, what's Scott? His face?
What?
Jeff Scott.
Not Jeff Scott. He only has HIV. The one who blew Mervis.
Oh, Ricky.
But
Lerner.
I think he has HIV, too.
Yeah, I'm saying.
They all have
HIV. Only HIV. No, he's too much of a wreck. I don't want him. Anyway. All right. He's like Boone.
You want like a clean gay guy.
Yeah. You should have your choice. They should be able to present you five. Yeah. You could choose one of those. 48-hour Hitler mustache, 5 tweets in public.
Yeah, that's fine.
Five tweets with your Hitler mustache in public.
Yes.
Got it. Like it.
Non-Hitler.
So you can't just do it and then like sit in your apartment for 2 days.
Yeah. 48-hour Hitler mustache. Fly swatter across the bare chest.
That's a bad one.
As, what's that word?
Horde? As hard.
As hard as you can. Okay. Hard as you can. I thought it was going to say right when you come, but can.
I like that too. Right, I like that too.
It's fly swatter right when you come.
Oh no!
Like a fly swatter. As soon as like, ugh, slap.
Oh, real quick.
That's not bad, actually. Yeah. As you masturbate.
Right on the balls, though. Right on the balls. Right on the sack.
Katie Manzella said she would interview you as you beat off into the rack.
She's going to fucking jerk me off.
If you want, she says she's into it. Would you let her do that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you give her a... Should we... I don't know if we should film it.
Now you tell me.
Or should we have her do a H4 Zoom?
H4 Zoom, I think.
All right, we should put that out.
Okay, now here's one. Should we take this one out? The Watch a 2-Hour Gay Porn with Commentary.
I think we should take it out and put something.
It's commentary.
Yeah, you just do play-by-play.
I said commentary.
No, it is commentary. should we take that one out since it's been done
Let's
times?
Put in make a gay porno with a gay friend.
But how gay?
Everything but the sex.
So everything but penetration?
Yeah.
So
no penetration. No,
20-minute gay porno. Make a 10-minute gay porno.
Make a
5-minute gay porno.
Make a 3 to 5 minutes.
3 to 5 minutes, but you have to make it, so it's going to take a lot longer. You have to make it 3 to 5 minutes.
You don't have to. You don't have to do anything with them.
No, but definitely some like writing, some like Showtime, Cinemax kind of porn.
Softcore gay porno.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sock on your dick, but right up against a bare asshole.
Yeah.
Tebow, what do you say?
You have to smell it.
No.
Well, you don't have to. No penetration. No penetration.
No hand jobs. No blowjobs.
No, no blowjobs.
Problem with it.
What?
You guys are going to get me to make. If I lose, I'm going to have to do a gay porn, or if you lose, and then I got to do some softcore thing and get all worked up, and not to get to spray down one of my buddy's sweet butthole.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, cuddling, a naked on naked cuddle.
No
session.
Naked on naked.
All right, then we're not putting that.
Hell yeah! Couple bros hanging out, eating tacos, getting weird.
After the sex, the resting on your shoulder, naked on naked.
Everything but that.
It's only gay if you get hard.
I'm not putting it in until we agree to the terms.
All right, let's discuss
the
terms.
They call that the Pittsburgh Pirate.
Pittsburgh Pirate.
All right, what do you want to make the terms of that? Because that's incredibly stupid and hilarious.
I say you make a 4-hour gay porn. You make a 4-hour.
How about this?
A vine.
Full the other two guys write a 3-page
treatment
sketch.
Like it's
3-page gay porn sketch that you and whoever you choose have to act out.
Have to act out.
Yes. I love that.
Okay, I love that a lot. I love that. Okay, now what's on the plate? What's allowed? I say kissing is allowed.
Yep.
And I say feeling of the chest allowed, and I say feeling of your dick by the other guy is allowed.
No!
And I say feeling of the roof of the mouth with your cock is allowed.
That's a little too much.
I think World Champion's trying to call in. The tranny porn star, we lost him.
Hey, Sam, I remembered another one.
Okay, so what we're making a 60-second gay porn?
A 3-page sketch gay porno.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's like... Yeah,
so the other
like
two guys have to write the sketch.
Yeah.
Yep, and then you got to act it out with the other actor of the winner's choice.
Yeah,
kissing is allowed.
Kissing, why are we really
kissing is allowed?
Yeah, fondling chest is allowed.
Fondling butts too. Don't forget about that.
Nipple play. Nipple play. Yes.
Nipple play. Chest, butt, and dick is allowed.
Yep. And
from the gay guy to us.
Come.
Yeah.
And cum is allowed. And fondling cum is allowed.
Come on, dude.
You can only touch it, though.
You're the one making us gay. I'm just trying to talk about bros hanging out, making a movie.
So should we answer this? We lose Tebow if we answer it.
We'll put on.
Hang on one second.
Who is it?
I think it's tranny correspondent.
I think it's a Skype number, too.
So oh, really?
We'll
yeah, hold on one second, Tebow.
Hello?
Yes,
you're on Punch Drunk Sports.
Hey.
What's up? It's Tranny Correspondent.
Tranny Correspondent, how are you? Thanks for calling into the new studio. Have you been listening?
Yeah, I heard Ari's coming to Trannyland.
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Will you? Ari's actually thinking about letting a tranny blow him just for the experience.
No, I said I'm thinking of letting like 3 or 4 trannies blow me.
Oh, okay.
Change me.
My apologies.
And I said lady boys, not trannies.
Well, what's the difference?
Tranny porn, tranny correspondent, please tell them the difference between a lady boy and a tranny.
No, there's no difference, but I'm not allowed to say. Tranny is the N-word for transsexuals, but since I fuck trannies, I can say tranny.
Oh, I love that there's always...
Wait, so if I fuck black people, I can call them all niggers?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
You didn't know that?
It doesn't seem right. Yeah, I don't know if your logic is correct.
That's hilarious. Did you just say the N-word? Yeah, I fuck black people. Oh, okay, that's cool.
Okay, that's all right.
Have you ever watched a porno where like a white chick is blowing a black guy and she's like, call me, he's like, call me the N-word. She's like, no, I won't do it. It's like, I'm pretty sure nobody's going to think you're racist. You're blowing a black guy on camera.
Yeah.
So, Train Correspondent, you've heard our bet. We're loser of the bag of bets has to film a 3-page gay porn sketch. What's your feelings on that?
My advice would be to find a tranny, and then you can play backdoor gay. It's not really that bad. But
that's not bad.
It technically is gay.
Now, are you calling in because your Grizzlies beat my Clippers last night?
Yeah, that was a good win for the Grizzlies.
You guys got so fucking lucky.
I lost my fucking – I had a good streak going on the ESPN, 25 pick'em. I was up to like 7 or 8. I lost it on that
one.
Ooh,
they lost by 3 points.
What? Yeah, I picked the Clippers. At L.A.?
Yeah.
Should be a win, man.
No,
if it's
I blame that on Spencer Hawes and DeAndre Jordan not setting a pick for Chris Paul. They should have set a pick for him.
Should have.
So what's up, Train Correspondent?
Is Ari coming to Bangkok or is he going to the beach?
Yeah, I'm
going
to go to Bangkok.
Are you going to the beach or are you going to the
Bangkok afterwards? I'm going to go to Bangkok. Beach just for one day. Then I'm going to go to Bangkok.
Ari, if it gets to the point where you're really going
to rocket, I want to shoot a rocket launcher off a elephant.
At an elephant?
No, off of one.
You need any weed, Ari?
Of course. I'm not bringing weed to Bangkok. Plus, we come from Australia, which has the worst weed in the world. So I'll have none. But yeah, I'll need some weed. Yeah, let's smoke together.
You're gonna hate the weed in Thailand, man. It's Mexican.
What do you mean, Thai stick? The Thai stick. The Thai stick is like known for that.
So you're gonna help Ari find some boy ass?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as long as she's willing to part with like $40.
Dude, are you willing to pay $40 for some sweet man ass?
Yeah, I think so. Where do you find it? Is there a district and stuff?
Yeah, it's just a street you go to and.
All right. Well.
Get Tebow back. Tebow, you there?
Tebow is here.
Hey, no, he's not. Where are you?
He's gone, but his empty room is there.
Yeah. Wow. That looks really exciting. That fun, weird monitor you have right in the middle next to
it. What is that, a TV? That's so small.
What are those fucking... What'd you graduate community college? What are those?
That's his diploma. That's his diploma from... Where'd he go?
I don't even know.
All right, so I'm putting that in. I'll wait on these until Tebow gets back. But let's talk about A-Rod real quick. Oh, here he is. He's back.
Welcome, Dib.
Hey, guys. Welcome back.
Okay, let's keep going on this. I got about 5 more. This one's not that bad. Creatively cock bomb yourself 3 times in 24 hours.
Hey, I've got some crazy news.
What's the news?
One, we'll get to it, but there's some crazy shit that Anthony Johnson just sent about this Dez Bryant video. You hear about this?
No, what? Oh, no.
There's a Ray Rice-type video that's about to break, and the video's going around right now with Dez. It's apparently horrific.
You sure it's not a parody?
Oh, I see.
They're saying that his career is in jeopardy from it.
Well, I guess we're going to re-sign DeMarco.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yep.
Let's see it.
I can't find the video.
This poor guy. I mean, like, he's... Oh, God.
Damn it, Dez.
They think They think he cut somebody out of
You
life.
Can't... It hasn't leaked yet. It's about to leak. It hasn't leaked yet, but it's about to leak, like, any minute. Like, you'll be hearing it.
Aren't you happy it's coming out now, not when you...
What did it say? Dez Bryant's horrific what?
I have the article up, but it's...
Dez Bryant's horrific Ray Rice-style video set to be released today. Career in Jeopardy report.
It's just the article.
Reactions. Something Ray Rice-worthy has importantly stalled his contract negotiations with the Dallas Cowboys. Okay, well, that's good.
Oh, my God.
Claimed that a source has informed the incriminating video of Dallas Cowboys superstar is today or tomorrow. They say the video is so bad that it's 5 times worse than the Ray Rice video and that his football career is in jeopardy. Cowboys continue to claim that no such video exists. But if the rumors are true and the video gets released to the public, it could have a seismic impact on the NFL. Can I just tell you this, everyone? Denials don't work. Everyone's used them up. So even if things don't exist, you can't just say it doesn't exist. Everyone with the steroids has ruined that for everybody. No, it's just not true. Okay.
But yeah.
Every time it is true. So what you're saying is
yeah. Has it never not
true.
Been true?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever denied using steroids?
5 times worse. I love that Bill Burr idea about the commercial for you know, like all the NFL commercial, like, you know, if you see somebody hitting somebody, like, say something, you know, don't do this, don't be silent about it. He goes, what us? You, why are you telling us? You're the ones who keep beating your wives.
Yeah.
Why are you pointing the finger at us?
Yeah, it's so interesting, dude. It's just the PR they put out. And it's like, you guys are the ones doing everything. I've never hit any of my girlfriends ever in my life.
When I broke up with Natasha, so she was like,
I've hit a few of your girlfriends.
Yeah, I've hit a few of hit. She asked me if I was going to hit her. I found flowers from some other guy. And she was like, are you going to hit me? And I was like, what? No, what?
Are you going to hit me?
Yeah, I was like, what do you mean? And then I was like, who are your ex-boyfriends?
Oh, it was the flowers from the gay guy that she dated?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She loves gay guys who have very
she
gay.
She loves theater.
She loves it, right? You think she pegs guys in the ass? I mean, that's three gay guys, three really feminine dudes she's
But
dating.
More importantly,
you.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you're super feminine.
That's true.
You do. You sit
oh,
there.
Oh, stop.
Okay. That Mad TV guy that was totally gay.
And Duncan and Moshe.
Moshe's very feminine. Like,
yeah.
Moshe does.
Duncan, too.
Duncan's not, out of all you guys, he's the most manly man.
No way is Duncan manlier than I am.
Tebow, do you think Duncan's more manly than Ari? I do.
No way.
No
really?
Way.
Nah.
No way.
Really?
Nah. Absolutely not.
He's never seen a sport.
Oh.
I don't think you should do it like, I just find him, his
Ari
vibe is more manly than
list.
You
I agree with everything you're saying, and Ari should definitely be on that list.
But you're saying the most gay is Duncan? No
I mean,
way.
Believe me, they both look like they could suck a dick. They both
Matt TV
like
guy's up there.
Dick.
Moshe's up there.
Moshe's the most
Matt
guy.
TV guy's number
Moshe,
one.
Moshe's up there more.
Moshe's number two.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about him. Matt TV, then Moshe, then Duncan, then Ari.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. Then Duncan, then Ari. But they all look like they could suck a dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm really blown away by that.
We'd fucking whirlwind that hog. If we got a chance.
Is this our gayest episode ever?
I mean,
it can be.
Could be. It can be if we play our cards right.
Wait till we shoot this four-hour movie for the bag of bets.
In the next three stand-up shows by yelling, thank you, I love big black cocks.
Yep.
Okay, that's a good one, except Sam has to do it. The next three.
That's a good
okay.
one.
I'm underlining the next.
All right.
No matter what, the
All right.
next three.
All right.
Oh, wait, what if he's got a...
It doesn't matter.
What
it doesn't
I'm doing
matter.
The Tonight Show?
It
yeah,
doesn't
late,
matter.
Late show.
Then you get three sets in ahead of time.
Yeah. I just cut it out.
I
you
just
hurry up and do a couple
open
mics. Hey, Matt, can I just get 5 minutes? I really need 5 minutes.
Rock, paper, coffee.
Great point.
Yeah.
I'm in line at fucking Ralph's. Guys, what's up? I love Black Cock. Good night.
Okay, here's one. A Playboy-type photo spread on 5 Picks on Twitter, which Tebow has done.
Yes.
Now, if this goes back in, should we up this?
Yes.
Yes.
How do we up it?
To make it 12 picks and a calendar.
Yeah, make a calendar. Calendar.
Make a calendar.
10 picks. 10 picks. Oh,
12
in a calendar. Yeah,
and themes, like themes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they should have related
themes.
To the month. So, like, if for February, have a black two black guys like massaging your
yes.
back.
Yes. So, okay, now we're back to the gay again. Listen, you have to do 12 shots. The other two guys on the show get to pick 6 shots each.
Oh, we help design them?
Unless your own ideas are funnier.
No. I will not let you do that.
I would say 4-4.
But dude, all my pictures were hilarious.
I'd go 4-4-4. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would do that.
All right.
We each design 4. The guy gets to design 4 himself. Yeah, Tebow did it.
All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we make a calendar.
You want to make it funny. You want to make it funny. You don't want a Welsh out of the bag.
Also, guys, why would I lie? T-shirt still available. Please grab some.
We have Why Would I Lie T-shirt. Where? On the site?
Yeah, on the website. Nice. Why Would I Lie?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any that we're missing that we haven't thought of yet? You have to tweet every time you ejaculate for 2 weeks. I like that one.
What
every time, just say, I just came, and then details.
Like what you're watching? And
Tebow.
Like...
I had to do that. I did that one for a week. So that one's going back in is 2 weeks.
Hey,
two weeks.
Real quick?
Yeah.
I just got an email from the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
The email is free tickets to the Comedy Store this Thursday. Deion Cole, Whitney Cummings, Ari Shaffir, Morgan Murphy, Brody Stevens, and more. Why are you giving away free tickets to that fucking
it's
show?
It's because they're going to let's say they'll have 100 sold regularly. Then they can get 120.
Yeah, it's a guest list.
That's what it is. But they limit it to a certain amount of tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
But I tell them this. Like, if you say free ticket, I'll never retweet that. I'll never tell anybody this free
ticket. Dude, that lineup is good enough to sell tickets.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Why don't give away tickets.
It will still sell out tickets, and those guys still have to have first priority. So then those are more like just free standing.
I just think it's the worst thing to say free tickets.
It's you want to say free.
Oh, yeah.
But if you say like, come and get on our, be on our VIP list. Where it's like, if you come a lot, let's get you
that's get totally tickets. Different.
Because you've been here five times. DC Improv used to do this thing on Mondays. Or maybe Tuesdays. I think it was dark on Mondays. Tuesdays, where if you show up with a DC Improv shirt, you get in free. And I don't know how they did it with the door deals for the comics and stuff, but these are people who come to 30 shows a year. So they're smart comedy audiences.
Yeah.
And they'll buy drinks.
Yeah.
And they've actually bought the shirt, so they've bought something.
Yeah.
It's not free. It's just like on Tuesdays.
Yes.
For show of the week.
You gotta earn it.
It's like a membership.
Yeah. Giving it away. The word free in comedy is the worst fucking thing you could do. Say compless, VIP compless.
No admission.
But fucking free lowers the standard.
Well, yeah.
And it makes it hard for independent people to sell tickets.
Yeah.
Oh, am I going to pay $10 for your show?
Like a free show?
Or am I going to go to this
free show that's giving away Tecates?
Yeah.
Act out an emotional scene from a movie, be off book, while the other two read from the script, like it's your biggest audition.
Say that again?
Act out an emotional scene from a movie. Be off book while the other two read from the script.
That's actually funny because they have to be off book.
All right. That's not bad.
Two more. And then if there's any more that we haven't thought of.
I could have sworn a bunch of people would send some bag of bets.
Yeah, we didn't put them in.
Really
I got one.
Here's a good one. No phone for 24 hours. No phone for 24 hours. Right. So you got to put it on lock and give it to the other people for 24 hours.
All
right. I remember one.
Hold on, last one. And then say, or just tell me what out. What is it, Tebow?
It was the other two guys get to write the opening joke for another person's set.
Oh.
So if Ari loses, Sam and I get to write the joke that you have to open with, and you can't make any like, hey, by the way, I had to say this. You have to use it as your opener. So you really dig somebody into a hole right before they have to start their set.
Yeah. The fun thing about Spix is that...
Yeah. Guys... You know, yeah, like some like child molesting. Like, guys, hey, is it me or 7-year-olds just the most delicious thing in your mouth?
I like that. And I don't think that has to be the next set, but sometime in the next month.
Yes.
What if that's already your opening line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you write, say this. Oh, I said that on my last CD.
Okay, that's a good one. That's in. Anything else? Did we put favorites on this for Punch Drunk Sports? Look at Punch Drunk Sports Twitter and then look at the favorites. The things they favorited. I think it's like those, right?
Yeah. If you have any Punch Drunk bag of bets you want, please send them to Punch Drunk on Twitter. If we like them, we'll put them in the bag.
Yeah, it's got to be stuff we all agree that we could do.
Yes.
Nobody wants to do these, but we all could if pushed.
And nothing that's career ending, even though I don't
that's
have a
I'm
career.
Not doing the tattoo. I'm not getting forever tattoo.
If I had a career, I don't want to end it.
Ow.
Yeah. I don't want to end it. Let's get into some more sports.
Are there any we're missing? Come on. There's got to be more that we're not even thinking about, right?
Hey, what about a Mike Tyson henna tattoo on your face so it goes away in a week?
Here's one. Okay, bag of bets. 1 week, temporary tattoo.
Yeah.
On your
neck and says fagnig.
No.
No?
No.
Why, Sam?
No.
Sam, why?
No.
Why?
This is great.
No.
1 week. Well, you know what? Hold on. It's one at a time. You won't do that? Tebow, would you do that? On your neck?
I would do that, but I think there's something funnier we can think of. Like, what about a nice big dick and balls on the side of your neck?
Okay, I like that better.
That's nice. But you got to
like
go
a
find a place.
Hard, okay. Purple.
How about one that's not gay?
How about dick and balls, and on the other side says catcher?
What do you mean, how about one that's not gay? Okay, what about this? You got to make out with like a hot chick.
How about Nick Spick?
No.
That's not gay. Nick Spick's not gay. Spigger. How about that?
Spigger?
Or what if you have to push somebody's like soft dick up against your nose like a mustache?
Why
that's
is it
not
gotta
gay?
Be gay?
What's gay about that?
Something's un-gay?
Yeah, maybe we should.
What's gay about that? What's gay about that?
Okay, wait. What can this be? What can the tattoo be, Sam, that you would agree? A temporary tattoo.
How about Hitler?
Lakers.
That Hitler thumbs up?
Thumbs up. You got to get
like
a Hitler
from that
thumbs
video?
Up. Yeah.
What about Lakers? What about a Lake? We all hate the Lakers.
Oh, Lakers tattoo.
Yeah.
That's
right on
good
your
one.
Neck. Really big Lakers
tattoo.
In that
tattoo. Gothic
Everybody
lettering.
Everybody keeps
right
coming
here,
up.
Right
in the
here.
Kind of garbage lettering that a Laker fan would get, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Laker tattoo, 1 week.
Ugh. Laker tattoo on your neck, really big, like up by your chin so you can't hide it. That's a good one because every time you go out, people are going to be talking to you about the Lakers and you hate, and we all hate them.
For a week. And then I'm just going to say this. No turtlenecks during that week.
Okay.
And you can only shower three times during that week. You can only shower three times during that week.
What?
So you can't be washing it off early.
Just don't wash it off.
Yeah.
Just don't,
you can't wash it off. This
you can
guy,
shower. Just don't wash it off.
This guy doesn't like to shower. Look at him. Look how granola he looks.
Any excuse possible.
That's really...
Fucking go camping with your fag mom.
Mom, fag.
Go to REI Sports. And
like Ari showers more than three times a week.
Yeah, that wouldn't affect me at all. Okay.
I know. I just gave you an extra shower a week.
Here's one. Use, and Sam, I think we need your dog for this. Use one of your mouths as a food bowl for a dog to eat out of.
Oh.
So, like, you got to fill up your mouth with dog food.
No. That's great. Oh, that's perfect.
And then open it and let, what's your dog's name?
Pollyanna.
Pollyanna, come by and eat.
That's so disgusting. So, you got to put a big thing of chicken in your mouth and she has to come eat it out.
Okay, hold on. We'll agree this is okay. Now, the term. Now, dog food or chicken?
I would say
dog,
dog food
or meat.
Dog food.
Tebow, weigh in.
Dog food.
I say dog food.
Yeah, but
dog
you might swallow
worse.
It.
Yeah, that's going to be disgusting.
You're not going to die, though. It's just
you're close yeah, you're
your...
gonna...
How'd you
who's
do it?
Who's going to swallow it?
And you got to breathe through your nose, and when that dog comes in, he's licking you, smell the dog breath, you're going to want to swallow. You're going to want to swallow.
Okay, this is horrible.
So he's got to eat out of it for like a little bit.
I think this is the worst one so far.
He doesn't have to eat it all, but he has to eat out of it. She. Pollyanna. She. Okay, have Pollyanna eat dog food out of your mouth.
Wait, she can't eat all of it? I think she has to eat all of it.
It's going to be deep in there, I think, right, just for like a minute. Let her eat for like a minute.
She'll be biting your lips. You can't get mad at my dog. If she bites your lip.
Does she bite a lot?
No, not at all. She's a lover.
Does it have to be Pollyanna or can we pick the dog?
If you have a different dog, I think that's fine to use.
You can
dog,
do like but Maverick if you want.
What about like... Or no, what about fucking Eliza's dog? That's a smaller dog with a smaller mouth.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You have to have a dog.
But Sam, you'll be willing to let us use Pollyanna if we couldn't find another dog.
Yes.
Let a dog.
I'd rather have Pollyanna than Maverick, that's for sure.
Yeah, Tiana's dog, Maverick.
Yeah,
Maverick will eat your face.
I thought I was going to turn around and fart in your face, too.
Well, no. Pollyanna's like kind of a picky eater, so she might have a bite or two. Maverick's going to eat the whole fucking thing.
Oh, he'll good.
By the way, everyone keeps telling Sarah that her dog has a little dick. It's so fucking funny.
She
the way
she's mad about it?
No, but it's so funny how people always talk to her about it. It's like, man, your dog's got a little dick. It's
especially
like,
if he's such a big
who
dog.
Cares?
Yeah, good point.
We live in a dick-crazy society.
When they're complaining about her dog not having a
it's
big dick.
It's really weird.
Okay, did we skip any?
I think there's one.
Ah, go back. Loser goes to a Dodgers game alone against the Giants wearing Giants gear.
All right, I'll do that one.
Oh, what?
Where was that? That's... Did I not read it right?
No, those are here.
Having to wear Lakers gear head to toe for a few shows? Nah. I saw this on Tosh, but it's good when the loser has to let the winner send a text to his ex-girlfriend saying whatever he wants.
Ooh, that's hot.
This one's good, too, at the bottom.
That one's rough.
Loser French kisses Boone? No.
That's rough.
The answer's no. I'm not doing that. Wear a ponytail hair extension for
a month. Yeah, that's starting to get old to me.
For a month?
What?
Making out with Boone?
No way.
Not for a month.
That's starting to get old for you, team. French kissing.
That's too long.
Wear a mustache of ball hair for one episode. Other hosts provide the nut hair.
That is kind of...
I like that.
How are we going to do it? How are we going to make it into a mustache?
Oh, you can... I mean, we can make it.
With
adhesive,
cum?
Adhesive? Like, yeah. No, we're not getting cum.
Tape it on there?
No, what you do is you get that... that
double-sided...
The you know, actor's mustache.
Yeah, they
the
have
actor's
glue. Actor's
glue
when you put on a fake mustache. And the key is you'd have to shave enough to have a fat, like... We would all shave into, like,
someone would have to make the
fake mustache of pubes for one episode.
Yeah. This is awful. Why are we doing this to ourselves?
I'm not going to lose these bets.
Well, Ari, who's lost the most,
by
the way?
I do.
Who's lost the most?
I don't know. Is it me? Mm-hmm. No.
No. I think Tebow.
We're all pretty close.
Tebow,
I think I've only lost three.
Do you guys?
I've lost what?
Do you guys remember when you guys thought I was going to lose the golf bet, but I dominated?
Lost
and after
three.
One hole.
What have I lost? I lost the bowling.
You lost the porn. You lost the take. Post your picture on Twitter with the burnt hat.
Say black cock bombs every set.
You lost five sets of I Love Black Cock at the end of your set.
So that's three.
And then you lost the wear the shirt that says I Heart Black Cock.
Lakers jersey with burned. With the
Lakers
burned
jersey. You had to wear a Lakers jersey.
Yeah, so I've lost like five.
You've lost a bunch.
You've lost five.
I think that's
okay, where's the...
Ari had to wear the diaper, get his nipple pierced. That might be it.
How about this one? It's a gay one. You have to take a picture with five black guys and tweet out that I just blew this guy in the bathroom.
Tweet out picture what? Tweet out a picture of a black guy and say, I just blew this guy in the bathroom.
Just random black guys or just random dudes.
I just blew this dude in the bathroom. Just tweet out your picture with him.
Why not?
Okay. Five black guys.
Five anybody. They can be Mexicans. They just have to be. But you can't know that. That's the rule. You can't go, hey, can I just take this picture?
Five unknown dudes.
Is it five? Five different pictures or
five different people?
Five at once.
Five different pictures. Five different people.
Okay. Yeah, that's better.
Five
okay,
unknown dudes.
Yeah. Super excited. Just blew this guy in the bathroom.
Yep.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Why did I just say that?
Okay. Should we go Instagram on that too?
Instagram.
I think you should have to fire it off on Instagram and Twitter.
And Instagram. I'm adding Instagram. I mean, it's a picture site. Why not include it?
All right. Across all.
What else? Is there anything else?
Wear a ponytail hair extension for a month.
No, that's stupid. That's too long.
What about the push-up?
Hey, no bad examples, you guys. If you want to fucking tweet some stuff in.
What happened to the push-ups one?
What was the push-ups one? You did that one.
But we should do it more.
At the command of the other guy, you have to just do 10 push-ups?
You have to do 10 push-ups ten times. Yeah, it was five.
Oh, here. I got some other ones.
Okay, hold on 1 second. 10 push-ups 10 times. Any time he wants.
When they're doing a set, when they're fucking talking to a chick, anytime.
Okay. God, you know why that's good? Because right at about 8, I'm going to start wobbling. It's going to get really embarrassing.
You can just ruin somebody's game. You can just ruin somebody's game.
Anytime the other guy wants. Okay. What was the other one?
Oh, it was someone has to take Boone to dinner in a movie.
Been there, done that.
That's not that crazy.
It's not that crazy. It would just be annoying.
Yeah. I mean, unless you did social media about the whole
thing. He would drive you fucking nuts, that's for sure.
He would drive you nuts.
Stare at you.
He would drive. What is that?
What is it, Frank?
Is this what Sam Shipley is hoping for, a bag of bets?
Oh, no.
And it's just like, that's a super hot tranny girl with a dick. And then you're sucking that dick, that tranny dick.
That's going to be you in Thailand.
No, I'm not. I'm getting a blowjob from Lady Boys.
What if you like it?
I'm going to love it.
What do you start getting hooked on?
What's not to love about a blowjob?
What if they give better blowjobs than chicks?
I assume they will.
Because they know what a dick.
I'm moving to Thailand.
Becomes the fucking, the greatest, the Daniel Tosh of Thailand.
Yeah, what does that mean? Oh, a big comic, you mean?
Yeah.
Jeff Keith pointed this out about Thai, or especially Filipino comics. They all do karaoke, too. And if you go up there and do jokes and don't do karaoke, they're like, where's your songs?
Yeah.
And they go, I don't do that. They're like, why?
Yeah.
And you're like, comics in America don't do both. And you're like, well, they're weak.
Yeah, I heard.
They think we're lesser comics. We also don't sing.
Well, Joe Coy brings a DJ. He has a whole fucking thing he does.
Yeah, you love Joe Coy, huh?
We've made up.
Oh, have you really?
Yeah.
Over what? How'd you make up?
I just decided to.
It's not worth the pain, the hate.
It's just time to move on.
Yeah, right.
So I made amends to him.
He's like, hey, I don't want to hate you anymore. I just want to dislike
you. I'm sorry I was an asshole.
Really? What did he say?
He goes, I don't even know why you hated me. And it is what it is.
Did you tell him why?
No, that's not really the point.
But he knew you hated him.
He hated me.
You guys hated each other.
Yeah.
And so he was like, okay, accept it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, why not? Why just hold on to that? I hear he owns part of the improvs.
Joe Coy?
Yeah.
That's a... I've never heard that rumor.
Do you know he does two weeks when he does Irvine? He does 2 weeks.
I heard he could see the future.
Guys, what do you think about this A-Rod apology and getting ready for baseball?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about
that. Show up 2 days early. I love it. I love that. Finally, for once.
Tebow always makes fun of me because I get excited about preseason basketball.
He's like, I do the same about football.
I don't get excited about preseason baseball. I'm excited because, oh, baseball's about to start.
Yeah.
That's what I'm excited about. Not fucking catchers and pitchers reporting. I'm not excited about that. I'm not excited about preseason and football. I'm excited like, oh, that means we're only 4 or 5 weeks out from football.
Oh.
You know?
So you, hold on.
I'm not excited about the preseason in football. I'm excited what it means.
Right.
That soon we'll have a regular season.
Well, I mean, I'm not getting super jacked
spring
up
training
to watch
does not excite me. Spring
preseason
training means
basketball,
we're
but
about to have some baseball.
I love that there's that means basketball starting.
Right, right, right.
So I can, even if it's bad basketball, I can watch it.
I can watch like this. You what? Teep?
I like watching competition. I like watching like people like win positions out in the preseason in the NFL. I like watching like
NFL's
you know,
pretty big that way. NFL's pretty big that yeah. way.
Like seeing if the rookies are going to crack the starting
yeah.
lineup.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
4 games is too much. I would like to see like 2 preseason games. I get a little bored like game 3, game 4.
Yeah, it's like what are we still doing? It's like call those first 2 scrimmages and
yeah.
then have 2 games and then play.
Well, the owners are just greedy beyond greedy.
They should though. They should do that shorts and jersey game and knee pads against another team.
Yeah.
You know, hey, no hard hits here.
Yeah.
But just like, you know, run scrimmages. We want to see it off a defense we haven't seen.
They should run one preseason game, no helmets.
And just see what it's like?
Yeah.
Throwback?
Because a lot of people think if you got rid of helmets, you get rid of concussions.
Because no one would go head
yeah,
helmet to helmet.
Yeah, no one would launch.
Well, I mean, rugby, same thing, right? They don't have helmets or any, but they do fine. I mean, they pass out most of the time when they do scrums, but...
But do they have a concussion problem?
I don't think they do.
I
mean,
they also don't have the same rules as football. You don't have kickoffs. Somebody's running full speed in. You don't have over the middle,
but
like a receiver
people would
going up
slow
high
down.
And somebody coming in at them.
But people would slow down. Yeah.
I don't know, though, but here's the deal. I wouldn't go helmet to helmet on you, but if you go up over the top, if you're coming sideways and jump up high and I'm running at you and I see you jump up high, I'm not going to helmet you, but you're prone. I'm going to hit your body and bring your head down into a turf, and that head hitting the turf is dangerous as fuck.
Yeah, but if you're – yeah, I get it. Maybe.
Unprotected? I don't know. Maybe, though. I can see what you're saying, though. At least I have a discussion.
Ooh, let's check it out.
What's about with Dez? Any word yet on Dez? Let's break this shit.
So, A-Rod, forgive him. Are you going to wait to see how it turns out?
I'm looking it up right now, actually.
I mean, I'm really hoping he plays better this
year.
We don't know. We haven't
seen
him in 2 years. We haven't seen him in 2 years. We saw him a little bit the year before last.
Does anybody ever come back from 2 years off and is better?
Not in comedy. Not in comedy.
Maybe the only exception was Michael Jordan.
He wasn't better. He was far worse.
No, I mean, he came back and they went and won 72 games.
Oh, that's right, they did. You're right. Good point. You're right.
Yeah, they won 3 more titles, I think.
Yeah, you're right. I was way wrong on that. I will say that the only chance I've seen in the past, though, besides Jordan, was when those guys got drafted to the Army. But they were, like, you know, 23, 24.
Right.
And they came back at 26, 27. And you're, like, still okay.
Right.
I mean, this is A-Rod. He's already should be getting worse.
And what age is he? 30?
I think he's, like...
39?
Yeah, right, I think
he's that. Oh, yeah, dude.
It's like he could already be losing it.
Stick a fork. I don't know how Cashman still has his job after signing that contract. When everybody knew he was juicing, you knew he was going down.
He was contributing. He was the best
A-Rod
player in baseball.
A-Rod is 39.
Yeah, he was the best player in baseball.
You should lose your job for signing. To me, though,
I would just cut him. I would just cut him and sign a league minimum guy. I mean, I guess give him a shot, but halfway through the season, if he's not producing, it's like, thank you for your service. You're out of here. We're just going to get a guy for $200,000.
Yeah, why
he's
not?
Put the same numbers as you.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to know instantly.
Here's what I think. He's going to hit 268. He's going to hit 27 home runs this year. Hitting 268.
That would be great for him. I think he's going to do way worse.
I think the average, I'm dead on, but
230.
Nah.
And
look what he hit last year. In the few games he hit 270 something in the few games he played.
Yeah, but dude, it's
now no, I don't Sam's think that right. the rest I don't think the rest he's gotten it matters like it does for football and basketball even. In basketball and football, if you take a year off, you're going to be better off for having the rest. In baseball, there's no real wear and tear on your body through a season like that.
Yeah, it's time. Yeah, that is timing. I mean, I'm assuming with the amount of money he has that he's been practice swinging.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
He's got a facility. Absolutely.
He has been off completely. But
he probably had a couple like college kids come around.
But it doesn't do him any good to take the time off. There's no benefit for having the break.
I just think, and this is my theory on why I would put money on that Tiger Woods was taking roids. It's just like his body has broken down.
Yeah,
A-Rod's body has broken down. He's not going to be able to stay healthy. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah, and also, guess what? Okay. He's old, but also before this, he was recuperating by doing steroids.
Yes.
And now he's not able to do his main recuperation.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to break that. Man, my knee hurts all the time right now. I'm 41. He's 2 years younger than me.
They should have a rule that if you're injured during this time,
you can do
you're
steroids.
Allowed to do steroids, get healthy, but you have to test to come back that you're clean.
Right, right.
You can't come back for like
3 weeks after you've been off the steroids.
Yes.
And then once you're clean, now you can play again.
Yes.
I like that.
Only
because steroids do have benefits for recuperation.
Yes.
I like that idea. And under a doctor's supervision, you can't test off the charts. You can't like try to gain mass off it. But like, yeah, absolutely. Like, here's this level of steroids.
Sure.
You know, and it's just like,
because
there's too much money at stake.
Yeah. And also, it's like, dude, I don't want to be hurt. I want to get better. And this thing will help me get better. And it's not bad for me.
And the team needs you back. They're yeah. like most, except
better
for baseball.
Than shooting you up with painkillers.
Yeah.
And saying, get back in there.
What is the difference?
I don't know,
if you test that you are no longer in your system, you should be able to come back and play.
I agree.
So how do you think the Yankees are going to do? How do you like that the Red Sox, big coup, get that 19-year-old Cuban kid that the Yankees were trying to go all in on?
Yeah.
They got outbid by the Red Sox.
The Red Sox signed two big-name players and lost one. They lost Lester. They're talking about them winning the AL East. The problem is they were the worst in the AL East last year. And the Orioles, while they were good, and they did lose, they were great, and they lost their best player.
Davis.
No. Nunez or whatever his name is.
Nelson Cruz,
yeah.
Who'd they lose him to?
I don't know.
Mariners.
Yeah, Mariners made a lot of moves. But I still don't see the Red Sox going from last to first. I don't see them overtaking Toronto and Baltimore. The Yankees, we might come in last. We might do like last year where last week of the season we still have a chance.
I'm completely regurgitating shit I've heard on ESPN because that's all they've been playing.
Yeah.
But they think the Baltimore is the best pitching rotation in baseball.
No, the Nationals. But I'll tell you what. State of Maryland has the best pitching rotation in baseball.
Oh, look at that.
The fucking Beltway.
Terrapin pride coming
out
right now.
The Beltway has the best pitch.
Now, do you think that Davis is going to come back?
What?
Do you think Davis is going to be able to come back?
Zimmerman. Gio. Gio's like their fifth starter on the Nationals. Who's going to come back?
Davis.
Who?
For the Orioles.
What do you mean come back?
Remember he had that, he came out of nowhere. And he was hitting insane.
Yeah.
What's Clint Davis? Chris Davis?
But then it won't last.
Chris Davis. And they hit insane. Everyone's like, where's this guy come from? And I was like, that is the biggest steroid user ever.
Steroids.
Could barely hit in the fucking minor league. Suddenly he's hitting.
That's what, if you ever look back at stats and you look over their lifetime stats, like who was the guy who played in the Orioles? Not Ripken, but and he had one season with like 50 home runs. But it was out of the blue. His previous high was like 19.
Yeah.
And then he hits 50. And you're like, what? And if you look back at those jumps, those are steroid years.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
And then they go, fuck, that's a little too much. I don't need to do it this much. Brady Anderson.
50 home runs.
Yeah.
What?
1 year he hit
50. 1 year, 50 home runs. And you're like, that you can't just zone in like that. You can go from 19.
What about Vaughn? Wasn't there a Vaughn that was
Mo
a big
Vaughn?
Baseball player? And
Mo
then
Vaughn?
Mo Vaughn, but there was also another Vaughn.
You can go
from
20
Vaughn.
Home runs to 30.
Yeah.
But when you go from 19 to 50, look at Brady Anderson's career stats. And where's this Dez Bryant video? I want to see it before we get out. But look at Brady Anderson's career.
Let me ask you something. How do you think Babe Ruth would do today?
No, you can't compare. He's never seen curveballs like that. He's never seen sliders like that.
Or black.
Tebow, where are you going?
Tebow, mom's.
Where are you going, Tebow?
Mom's yelling. Did mom yell? Mom just totally.
She just yelled up. Jerky's ready. Okay. Brady Anderson's career stats. Here we go. Home runs. Where's. Okay. Home runs. 1, 0, 1, 4. These are all. He didn't get full. Oh, no, wait. Okay, here we go. 159 when he starts with 113 games. Home runs, 2. Then 21, 13, 12, 16, 50, 18, 18, 24, 19, 8. Dude, you hit as many as any 3 years before or after.
Yeah. More than the combined years. That's crazy.
That's nuts. 50. What is this? Hit 288. Didn't it?
Was that career year? Was that a contract year?
Oh, good point. I don't know. I don't know.
So funny. What happened, Tebow?
Yeah, Tebow. What's that? Where'd you
what
just
happened?
Go?
I went to get something to drink.
God.
Did mom yell at you?
Never had never had a 900 OPS, had a 1.034 OPS that year. Slugged 637. Highest other slugging percentage, 449. 477, excuse me, later.
My phone is dead. What time is it?
152.
Oh, shit.
Well, let me do a couple dates real quick.
Yeah, go. It's
okay. I got Portland, March 5th through the 7th, but I got three This Is Not Happening storyteller shows.
Yeah.
And I want to say it here because, Sam, I want you to do one of them. The first one's March 10th at the Improv, all Jackass people doing Jackass stories.
All the Jackass guys?
All the Jackass guys, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Trying to get Steve-O and Wee Man to do it, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah, just all Jackass stories.
That's really smart.
Should be fun, right?
Yeah. I need to come, man. I'm so fucking busy, dude. I would love to come to see your shows.
We might call that Jackassery. I forget what the title is. We're doing one at South by Southwest in Austin, all music stories.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then the 24th, comedy stories. It's comedy store stories. In the belly room.
Okay.
So you want to come do that?
Yeah, I'll see what I got.
Yeah. At least even if it's a small story. I might have like a bunch of guys doing shorter stories.
All right,
like that.
Let me think of if I got any good comedy.
I know one that involves you, me, and Tony Hinchcliffe that maybe we could, that I might tell.
What is it?
Well, I'll tell it there.
Okay.
It involves Katie Manzella.
Oh, no!
Wait.
No!
Was it?
No!
I have a Katie Manzella story.
Really?
Really? Yeah, you're in the group?
No. This is like the first day I started working. It was like the first month. I opened the door and it was the night she got caught banging a black dude in the bathroom.
Manzella? Oh, that's Katie. That's Katie Seabury.
I'm thinking Seabury. Sorry.
Hold on, Katie Seabury's banging black guys. I mean, I know she bangs black. I didn't know she was doing that at the store.
In the bathroom. In the bathroom. They had to open the door.
In the bathroom. Right by the hallway.
Yeah,
the
hallway bathroom.
Like I was sitting
outside the OR.
Give it to me harder. Give it to me harder.
Customers would walk in. I was working the back door.
Oh yeah, open door.
Yeah.
Unlocked door.
Because sometimes she's so drunk, you're like, somebody get her some Coke. So, and then she hangs out with Rose. I'm like, oh God. This is going to be a Black History holiday.
Blackout History Month. Blackout History Month. Katie Manzella. Katie Seabury. It's every month.
And Rose, when they hang out. Hey, this Sunday at Loaded, I'm going to have Ari Shaffir, my good friends, Super Naked, Ian Edwards, myself. And it's going to be some fun. It's going to be fun. I think you'll like this club, dude, when you see it. It's a perfect little rock club.
Ian's doing it, too. That's cool. I like rock clubs.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So we got a band going up at the end. Should be fun. So they're a comedy band.
Who, and Led Zeppelin?
No, Super Naked. They're really cool, and they're good guys.
You should get Arcade Fire to play next time.
Yeah. I'll talk to them. I'll fucking talk to them.
Or the Black Keys are good these days.
I'll hit them up. They are good.
Cage the Elephant?
Arctic Monkeys?
Yeah.
Sure, get Arctic Monkeys. Sure, they're relevant.
Hey, do me a favor. Give me a list. I'll DM them on Twitter.
Okay.
By the way, who's the most famous person who follows you on Twitter? Besides, like, Rogan or somebody.
Dana White might follow me. I don't know if he does or not.
You know who just followed me out of nowhere?
Who?
Riddick Bowe.
No way.
Right? That's the weirdest fucking thing.
Maybe he's a fan.
I couldn't believe
Maybe
it.
Maybe he saw one of your tweets and liked it. He's like, fuck it, I'll follow this guy.
Now, it's so weird when
How
I
How do you know who follows you?
Because it'll tell you who just followed you.
You have updates saying, come tell me everybody who follows me?
No, you have a million followers, so it would just be forever.
100,000.
But when I have like, you know, I have like 26,000.
That's still so many people to keep track of.
Well, I'll go there, see, like, if it says you have fucking mentions,
I'll tell you what, though, now that you mentioned it, I'm going to look. I'm going to go over those 104,000 people. I'm going to see who the most famous person is.
Because I feel weird because the guy who created Sons of Anarchy started following me.
Oh, really? Kurt Sutter?
Yeah.
I follow that dude. That dude's great.
No, I made a mistake of DMing him going, hey, we'd love to interview on one of our... And then he stopped following me.
He stopped following me. He's like, fuck this guy. I was just like, I don't need him.
Because it was for the last Oscars, I was putting out some fucking pretty funny stuff and he just followed me. But fucking, I don't know why Riddick Bowe followed me out of nowhere.
You gotta let them reach out. I know. I had the same thing. I was like, oh, well, you're like, I like your stuff. Like, can I do something? I'm like, all right, easy, man. Don't make me sorry that I just said I like your stand-up.
I wanted to get this guy who just fought this Smiling Sammy Avery. He just fought in the UFC fight night. I'm trying to get him to call in. Dude, he trains with Dan Henderson.
Yeah.
And he just has a really good vibe. And, dude, he just knocked the fuck out of this guy.
I love it.
One weird punch.
I love it. Tebow, what were you saying? Who follows you?
That's the guy who's frozen or really deep in thought.
Yeah, you can't tell. I'd say frozen.
Yeah, he's frozen because he hasn't blinked in forever.
Yeah, no blinking, really. Oh, there he is. Yeah, what's going on?
I can hear you now.
Tebow, who's the most famous person that follows
you
on Twitter?
Who's the most famous person that follows you?
On Twitter.
Mama Faggot.
We're never going to let that, dude, that's the worst expression, but I think
I only have three followers. Hey, real quick.
We can't understand you.
Your dates?
I'm going to be at the Up Comedy Club this Friday with Maz Jobrani.
Really?
I'm going to be at the Up Comedy Club Friday with Maz Jobrani doing two shows.
Oh, that's great.
This Friday. You can find tickets at
I'd love to see that. I'd love to see your act in front of Maz Jobrani's crowd. I think that'd be great. I love Maz Jobrani.
Somebody will.
Me too, dude.
I think he just
shot a special at the Wiltern.
Wow, really?
Yeah, he's got a book out, too.
He's got a book out. He did the Wiltern.
Yeah.
He shot a special.
This is like his third time doing the Wiltern, too.
Jeez Louise.
I couldn't fill the Wiltern bathroom.
I realized Maz Jobrani was humongous when I saw a video. I was looking at all these different videos and saw this Queen of Jordan. I heard her on NPR talking about how she's totally taking a proactive stance. And she's not just being a queen, but she's like, well, since I have some say, I'm going to try to get our people to stop fighting between the different like sects. And I'm really going to start like trying to get us to be better people. And I was looking at all these videos of her, and she's really awesome. And she goes, she's like looking, and she's at her desk, and she's laughing. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. And she turns to the camera. She goes, I was just watching my friend, comedian Maz Jobrani, do a funny bit about – and she turned the thing, and Maz just doing it.
I call him
Queen
Pelvis.
Of Jordan. Call him Pelvis?
Yeah, Persian Elvis.
Persian Elvis. I like that.
Well, guys, it was a
Tebow,
fun.
Tebow, what's your belt situation right now?
No.
What's that?
No.
Well,
no,
I wanted to know.
No,
I know you're there.
No.
I saw a belt. Yeah.
No.
I got it right here.
I love that Frank is so new. He actually looked in to see how the belt situation.
Wow, it changes colors.
What's wrong with this?
Oh, that's a spider bite, bro. You got to get that taken care of. You might have staph infection.
Is he sitting? Oh, man, it's like I can't stop
looking.
He's
circumcising him.
Jesus.
It looked like he's about to crack open a walnut.
Sit down!
The world's largest walnut.
Sit down! Oh, what's your fucking silly straw
it's
dick?
It's a gourd. It's some sort of squash family that's going on there.
Oh, God.
It definitely looks like a gourd.
Looks like
I thought you
arm.
Said show my belt.
No, he didn't. I did not say that. Ever. I will not say that.
I thought Ari said, what's going on with your belt? And I wasn't wearing one, so I had to show him because it's like the connection's weird.
Well, guys, this has been a very entertaining. I don't know if it sounded good, but I've never laughed so hard
Hopefully,
in my life.
Hopefully, Tebow's sound came out okay. That's all I'm worried about.
Yeah, it will
but
be
I'd like
fun.
Being able to see all right,
you have a belt on?
Yeah, I got a belt
no,
on.
No, it's fine.
Oh,
it's
no,
fine.
I don't have a belt
it's
on,
fine.
Actually.
It's fine.
I think you do,
Stop.
Bro. Let me
know.
It's fine. All right, that's been our show. Get away. I'll punch it. You saw how I can counterpunch.
See, no belt.
No, I can counterpunch. You know I'll fucking hit those nuts. Get it away. Put it away. No.
That was enough.
Oh, God. Get it. No.
It's
just... No, get away. Fucking way. Get away. It's uncalled for.
Ari.
That is rape.
Ari,
sort of rape, huh?
I owe you an apology. Because you...
What,
yeah, because you said...
What, are you guys going to cross streams right now? Are you guys going to go Ghostbusters and have your dick fight right now? Don't do it!
I said I wasn't wearing a belt.
He said he wasn't wearing a belt, and I said he wasn't, and he turned out he wasn't wearing a belt, and I apologize for that. That's
hilarious.
My bad.
Hilarious. End the show.
All right, you guys, that's our episode. I forgot what number episode this is.
Suck it.
What should be the name of this episode? Not Mama Faggot.
Yeah, Mama Faggot's not a bad one, but we're not going to get them on iTunes. What?
We need a name for this show.
Number 13.
I gotta give Vicente a name. What do you
want? Oh, let's see. What should the name be? What should the name of this episode be?
Back to the Bag of Bets or something?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Bag
care.
Of Bets, exactly.
Fag of Bets? No, I'm just kidding.
Bag is back? What about the bag is back?
The bag is back.
Because
also,
it's a play
also,
on words with
we
our
a,
bags.
Yeah, we got a new, what's it called? what's that thing called when you do a small portion? Come on, weed.
Boner?
No. Segment. We got a new segment, yeah. Which is how did it turn out?
Yeah. How did it turn out? Sponsored by Comedy Central. This is not happening every Thursday night at 12:30. Check your local listings.
Oh, wow. Look at this World Star fight. Uppercut coming.
Oh!
His shoes fell off.
Lining
him up.
Oh!
Dude, he's down. He's down.
He's down, dude.
Stop punching him.
Oh, God, man. God damn,
he's going,
dude.
He's going to fall over.
That's brutal. Again. All right.
We'll
put this up on Fight of the Week.
All right. So what's this called? Back of bets?
Back of bets? I don't know. I'll come up with something.
All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Every week on Tuesday, and new episodes go up on iTunes every Wednesday.
Yeah. Hey, if you like the show, tweet your friends.
Tell them to check it out. You got to check out the support, Punch on Sports.
Tell them to check it out. You guys are great. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you. Take care, friends.